Since the 2012 school shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, more schools around the nation and in Ohio have been arming teachers. Yesterday, reporter Annie Wu took us to a firearms training class for teachers. For the second part of her series on concealed guns in classrooms, Annie takes us to an active shooter simulation and looks at how schools are approaching the issue differently.
It's quiet in the hallways of Wadsworth High School until a role-playing scenario with an active shooter begins. Seconds later, from down the hallway, a teacher comes out of a classroom carrying a gun. He carefully but quickly shuffles toward the sound of gunshots. He approaches a large room, sees an angry teenager with a gun, and confronts him. The pretend shooter appears dead on the ground, and the man, Keith, assesses the scene. Another man emerges, and Keith tells him to call 911, but the caller is unclear as he describes the scene to emergency services.
Yeah, the shooter's down.
The teacher's got his gun out.
Yeah. No, he's got his gun. He's pointing at people. Yeah, he's wearing a white shirt.
Finally, Chris Serino, the trainer watching this simulation unfold, calls an end to the scene. He reminds Keith that police entering the building could mistake him for the shooter.
You know, if people don't know you're armed in the school, you might have to say, listen, tell them I'm one of the first responders here at the school. It is okay for me to have a gun. I just had to take someone. You got to think about what you're going to say.
The superintendent of Hicksville Schools in Northwest Ohio, Keith Countryman, is here to better understand the training that his armed teachers and staff are getting. He says this is one in a series of security measures at Hicksville, including security cameras and doors that lock automatically. He says they couldn't afford a school police officer, but they also don't want to be a soft target.
The people that I've chosen to carry, I've instructed them that they're to never have the gun off their body for any reason, nor have it shown for any reason, unless it's needed in a threatening situation.
Other schools have chosen to conceal their weapons differently. Just outside Dayton, near Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Mad River Schools has purchased guns, ammunition, and safety vests that will be kept in safes throughout its buildings.
Only the response team members and myself know where the location of the safes are.
For the past year, Superintendent Chad Wien has been preparing his staff and interviewing volunteers who will be on the 32-member response team. They'll each go through training before the firearm plan goes into effect in the fall.
Our community in general is very Appalachian and military. I think they have maybe a better understanding of what this means as far as protection and school safety.
The Mad River Teachers Union declined to comment, but to get a sense of how the community feels, I spoke to a half dozen parents at pickup time outside Beverly Gardens Elementary. No one was opposed to the plan, but some expressed concerns.
Well, as long as they get well trained, I don't mind. Personally, I always carry on me.
I think it's a good idea, but I think they need to be locked up in a lockbox so little ones can't get to them.
That was Richard Love and Kelly Reinhardt. Love had not heard about the new safety plan, but the district has been open about it, posting a video on its Facebook page explaining the decision. But most districts have been quiet. We attempted to contact every district in the state, asking if they had given anyone permission to conceal carry. Many did not respond. Most who did said no. Others said their safety plans are not public information.
Shooter's ready!
Back at the training site, a group of teachers line up for a series of target tests. By the end of the program, all except one participant has passed the marksmanship test. The last person passes on a retest. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Annie Wu.